at the Farmers Market, there is a chance, if you stop by the Walk Radio booth, to win a radio. So, too loud? I think I'm too loud. So, sorry about that, folks. But, hey, we are raffling. Is that the right word? It's a giveaway. Yeah, that's what I mean. But sign up, and it is a vintage replica Primus radio that's got Bluetooth, USB, and like I said, the facade looks real vintage, AM, FM. So stop by, come and check it out. So, hey, before I continue to, I just want to take a quick moment to, on behalf of my wife, Melissa, and our children and myself, to say thank you to all those from our community who have express their condolences and their support for my mother-in-law had passed away unexpectedly last Wednesday morning, and still dealing with it as a family, but extremely grateful to all the support we're getting from our friends out there in the community. So thank you for that. So but back here at the Farmers Market, a lot going on. We mentioned Friday Night Live. We mentioned the upcoming 4th of July parade. Hey, also want to do a shout-out as well is for the Waukesha Blazers are hosting the inaugural Jordan Sparks Memorial Baseball Tournament. I think it starts around the 4th of July holiday and goes through the 8th. It'll primarily be at William Oliver Park, as well as at Banting Park, and they're getting a lot of support, a lot of sponsorship for that, but be sure to check out that memorial. There'll be a lot of great young kids playing in honor of the young boy who was killed in the Christmas parade from the Waukesha Blazers, Jackson Sparks, excuse me. So, but anyway, back here at the Farmers Market, wanted to do a big shout-out to Jordan James Cupcakes, who is right behind us. Beautiful homemade cupcakes. Be sure to check them out. Some other picks to click here are, where is that card? It's handcrafted ketchup. Whoever heard of such a thing? It's called Ketchup Please, and they are three stalls down from us. Please stop by, say hello to Samantha, and try a sample of some homemade Wisconsin ketchup. And watch your hamburgers bounce off the table when you try it. Don't put ketchup on your hot dogs. That's not allowed. It's a Chicago rule that I still have to enforce. So, but anyway, so there's also Crane's Kettle Corn behind us. So, and so much more. I want to make everyone aware, too, on our June 18th show, I have a special guest, a gentleman named Jim Nauman from Motorsports Promotions. Did you know Wisconsin has a motor racing tradition here that beats any other state in the Midwest? There are quite a few tracks around the state. I know the next day on Father's Day, there'll be the Milwaukee Mile. And so Jim's going to talk about the motorsports tradition here in Wisconsin that has some roots here in Waukesha. So stick around for that show on June 18th. So on June 25th, we're honored to have a member of the Waukesha South coaching staff. More on that. We got a commitment from them last night. He said hello to us at the at Friday Night Live as we were walking around. So be sure to check that out. So, hey, a couple notes here, too. There's been some talk about the farmers market. Some people, because of all the construction, has had an impact on the farmers market. Norm, the organizer, was telling me that they did lose quite a few. They lost some square footage. Some people were expecting them to move back to their old location on the other side of the river. The problem with that is that the farmers market's outgrown that space. So it was a consideration, but just didn't make practical sense. And when I look up and down the aisle again, I see a pretty vibrant farmers market. For only being, almost 8:30 on a Saturday morning, there's a lot of people out and a lot of great options here. So please come down, check us out, and get your produce here. So expecting some more candidates to come by and say hello, as well as the downtown alder, Alicia Halbenslaven. She will be here to say hello and kind of bless the new show here. So Mayor Sean Riley was going to come by, but he's out of town, unfortunately. So, but expect to see him at future shows here. So a lot going on in Waukesha this weekend and over the next couple days. Again, a lot of families gearing up for graduation. But I got to tell you, as much as I love my show, I can't wait till 9 o'clock comes around so I can start walking this farmer's market and picking up some great, they always have wonderful produce here. So there's a mushroom guy down the aisle I want to check out, and I usually spend a good $5 or $10 with him. He has some wonderful creminis that my wife and I put in our salads, we grill with, and we do a lot of great things with the mushrooms here. So terrific. So I also saw some rhubarb that I was really excited about, and some Swiss chards. So I think Swiss chards do not get enough attention. They don't get enough respect. And I think everyone owes it to himself to try some Swiss chards and put it in your salad. Or, you know, try some different things with it, too. It goes great on a burger, too. Has a nice, kind of like a Swedish flavor to it that's unique to some other greens. Has some really pretty colors, too.
Hey, Don.
Gives a great presentation. Mike, what do you got?
Right when we first came back from break, I think you were trying to get notice of an event, and I'm not clear if it all played out.
Yeah.
You might want to repeat the event that's happening here in Waukesha. I thought you had a event announcement you were making right away, and I'm not clear that anyone heard it.
Sure. It was for the Waukesha Blazers are putting it on, and it's for the inaugural Jackson Sparks Memorial Tournament. I understand that Jackson, as you know, is the young boy from the Blazers that was killed in the parade, and so they're really doing a great effort on that. It's going to be at William Oliver Park as well as at Banting Park. But more on that, because I hear the music playing, so we're going to go to a break. But I'll give you more of a download, including some dates on that, and more to talk about on This Week in Waukesha. So don't go away.